What's going on? Y'all know who it is, Alex B. And today we're going to talk about balancing your home-based business with work. Because the problem is a lot of us get so caught up that we get overwhelmed. And then it ends up hurting our business. It ends up hurting our family life. Or we sacrifice one for the other. So we're going to talk about ways to avoid that sacrifice right there. Okay, so the first thing is going to be, do you keep your professional and personal life separate, or do you keep them together? And I'm here to say it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge, and I will recommend keeping them separate. You know, when we talk about some other strategies, we're going to talk about some other ways to handle this, but for the sake of this one, we're going to talk about keeping them separate. First of all, we got to understand a lot of you get up, you go to work every day, you come home, you got family, you're tired, you know, so it's hard to find time to actually work on your business, you know. So the best way that I would say to do it is to keep it to a minimum time block. On a previous one, I did a whole blog or podcast on time blocking. Time blocking is going to be real key for this right here. And what time blocking pretty much is you set a certain amount of time to work on this. And at that time, that's all you're doing, no matter what. And then you go on to whatever else it is that you want to do. So, for example, say you work 9 to 5, you come home. Your kids, your family, everybody wants your time. No. You come home 9 to 5 and you work from 5 to 6. You know what I'm saying? Well, you commuted an hour to get home and you ain't get home until 6. Then you set about an hour aside, 6 to 7. And that's what you do. After that, you spend time with your family. You know what I'm saying? Or you find ways to cook, for example. Do a meal prep. You already prepped the food, so now you're more prepared for the family. You see, you're more prepared. You don't have to spend as much time doing the prep work if it's already prepped for you. And also with that, I'm going to add in, you have to... So people are going to treat you how you want to be treated, but you have to teach them how to treat you. See what I'm saying? So your family is going to want a lot of your time, but they have to understand as well, like, look, you're working on something big that's going to, in the long run, help everyone. You see? So when you set your time and you're in your space, you have to set a boundary so that they know, do not disturb. From this time to this time, this is what I'm going to be doing. Do not disturb. You know? It's just that simple. You have to create the space, the environment, the time, all of that. You have to create it because the people around you don't know and they don't understand, you know? So if you don't set them boundaries and put those systems in place, you're never going to have time to work on your business. And the whole point of a business is to get that time freedom. So you don't have to go to your 9 to 5, because eventually that 1 hour each day, 1 hour each day, keep chipping away, chipping away, chipping away, is a compound effect. Eventually, them 1 hour is going to add up and you're going to blow up into something big. And everybody needs to understand that within your household. You know, so when you're doing business, you're doing business. When you're doing personal, you're doing personal. Don't mix the two. Now, the next thing is going to be, and I'm guilty of this myself. You know, when I be working my businesses, when I get done, all I want to do is talk about it, talk about it, talk about it. I be so obsessed with it. It takes up so much time, and the people around you start to become affected by that. They don't want to hear about that. They want to enjoy you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm guilty of it myself. So I can tell you from firsthand experience that that's something I have to consciously do in order to just even socialize with family and friends. You know, I have to turn it off. You know, so that's why I started doing time blocking. After that time, I'm not even talking about the business no more. I don't care, but I don't want to talk about it. Well, I do want to talk about it, but I have to understand that people want to enjoy me and I want to enjoy them, and I have to relax a little bit. So with that being said, you got to understand that it's an ongoing process, right? Balancing and keeping this balance. Because some days are going to be better than other days. Some days are going to be worse than other days. It's just, you have to create that environment, create that balance, create that system, and then you have to work it. Don't get discouraged if you miss a day here or there. Get back to it. Because that bigger picture is bigger. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than the right now situation. You working your business isn't for right now gratification. It's for the gratification in the future. So set these boundaries. Push through. You got this.